It's 4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has accused Saudi Arabia of supporting anti-Iran terrorists. Zarif says that Saudi officials have openly stated that they will take the war in the region to Iran. He stressed this amounts to a direct threat. The top diplomat says Tehran has intelligence that Riyadh is actively engaged in supporting terrorist groups in eastern Balochistan province. He noted that the same type of activity is going on in the western side of Iran as well. Zarif reminded the fact that Iran has always sought regional stability and is the safest country in the Middle East. The foreign minister was speaking on the sidelines of a conference on peace mediation in Oslo. He also referred to the 2015 nuclear deal with the P5+1 and the United States' behavior toward the agreement.
Unfortunately, the behavior from the new administration in Washington is not very promising. But we believe that at the end of the day, they will find it necessary to abide by the deal. And we believe that the rest of the international community will make it clear, as it has already to them, that it considers the nuclear deal as a multilateral agreement and not a bilateral agreement between Iran and the United States.
Zarif also slammed the recent U.S. Senate push to impose fresh sanctions on Iran as short-sighted. He pledged that Iran will respond in kind to any violation of the nuclear deal. On June the 7th, the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee voted for moving forward a bill to impose new sanctions on Iran over its missile program. Iran has repeatedly said the nature of its missile program is defensive and non-negotiable. Joining us via Skype from New York is Dr. Behrad Nakhai. He's a nuclear scientist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, I'd like to get your opinion, first of all, on the comments made by the Foreign Minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, where he said that the JCPOA is not a bilateral agreement and Iran will continue to abide by its side of the agreement.
Yes, JCPOA is an international agreement that was between 5+1. Is voluntarily, but the fact is all of them have committed themselves to agree to the agreement. No one country can withdraw from, in fact, it's interesting, the only country that can withdraw from JCPOA is Iran. All others are committed and they must follow to the letter the commitment that they offer during the JCPOA. In the United States, some of the countries that benefit from constant aggression are against such an agreement. And the hope was with the new administration, there might be some way to upend the agreement or do something, receive a reaction from Iran and use as an excuse to abrogate this agreement. That hasn't happened. Iran repeatedly has been approved by the IAEA and European Union that it has committed to its commitments to the letter and has not violated any of its terms. Still, there is dragging foot on the United States part, just the hope that number one, to appease those countries that would benefit from aggression and find animosity with Iran to their benefit. Number two is to find a way that probably Iran might do something here that they could use as an excuse, as excuse to abrogate this agreement. Iran has not done, and the United States should know, and deep in heart knows this is very good agreement for the United States, for the world, for the non-proliferation treaty, and they must, in fact, wholeheartedly back this agreement as an example of gaining cooperation and confidence in the international community if in future cases such agreements needs to be signed. The fact is if you abrogate such an agreement that has been signed between 5+1 and all have agreed and all have lauded this, then there is no way that any other country in future would trust any promise or any agreement. So it is true, United States has not lived to the spirit of the agreement, and in some cases had not agreed to the letter of the agreement. The recent introduction of more sanctions against Iran is to provoke Iran and also to appease those who want the aggression, but I think that will not work. As you've seen that this week, Ms. Mogherini of European Union has repeated that EU is committed to the JCPOA.
All right, on that note, I'm going to have to stop you there. That's Dr. Behrad Nakai, nuclear scientist, joining us via Skype from New York. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.